Hey there, this is Harriet, and I wanted to share something with you today. Happiness is not having what you want, but wanting what you have. By Anon. To want what you have is to be happy in life. If you can learn to make the details of your life special to you, treasured by you, then you will be happy no matter how much or how little you have. When you want what you have, then envious comparisons of your life to someone else's disappear, or at least don't matter as much. When you want what you have intentionally enough, then you have all you need, no matter how much or how little you have. But life, especially media-rich modern life, forces envy and resentment upon us at every turn with its distracting barrage of all but impossible to attain images of wealth, power, and beauty. It is tough in today's world not to compare yourself to the fabulously wealthy athlete, CEO, or movie star. Ladies, I have learned that sometimes our problem is tied to all. It's difficult for us to be thankful for what we have and what God has given us because we're so focused on the media rich all. You know, I have discovered that it's so true what Paul says about being content. Now, I'm not trying to say that you should be content with a toxic job or a relationship with someone that's abusing you in some way. But what I'm saying is, personally, when you learn how to be thankful for the things that you already have, then our Father has a way of blessing us with more. But for those of us who are obsessed with the all and more and comparing ourselves to other women and what they have in their lives, then we're never satisfied. You know, the funniest thing is that around Valentine's Day and Christmas, you see couples with their Christmas cards and you see couples taking pictures and posting them all over Facebook. And so many women, they get discouraged and upset and sad and feel bad about themselves because they're comparing their lives to a photograph. Let me tell you something, ladies. Everything that appears to be glamorous isn't. And there are so many women who have taken pictures with those men that they've been fighting with like cats and dogs. And they post that picture. And little do you know that they're barely with their head above water in their marriages. You don't need to get yourself distracted by what somebody else has. Because what that forces you to do is to seduce yourself into envy and sin. And when you start getting caught up in these resentment feelings and feelings of jealousy and all of that, it's difficult for you to hear the voice of God. And before you know it, you find yourself just miserable because you're comparing your life to what you think someone else's life is. You know, money does not guarantee happiness. And your happiness should not be measured by something that you can buy out of a Neiman Marcus department store. When you know who you are in Jesus Christ and you have learned to find peace and joy by spending that time with the Father and by surrendering and trusting Him, then your joy and your peace is not determined by what you own. Because the truth is, stuff, you can have it today and lose it all tomorrow. And what good is stuff if you're too sick to get out of bed and enjoy it? So, ladies, I want to encourage you to learn how to be happy with what you have. Because there's always somebody else who may have less than you that wish they had what God has blessed you with. And, you know, I've learned that when you learn how to be happy, regardless of the state that you're in, like Paul said, I have learned how to be content. And whatever state I'm in, ladies, we've got to learn how to be content and happy with what we have. Some of you are living in these big old mansions right now and they're filthy.
Some of you go home every single day and pull up in your Mercedes or Jaguars and your cars, and you sit in the car because you don't want to go into your house because there's no peace there. Those are the truths behind those Christmas cards, ladies, that you don't know about. And so don't try to allow yourself to be suckered into what the world wants you to believe about happiness. Happiness is fleeting when you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because joy is learning how to be happy and to have that excitement and that gratitude for what God has done in your life and who He is. It's not based on your circumstances. You can just be as joyful for losing your house as you can for getting a brand new house. And what I mean by that is, your joy is not based on the circumstances that surround you. Your joy is based on who you know you belong to and who is in control of your life. So ladies, don't get suckered into this happy. You know, if my husband had a higher paying job, I would be happy. If we could live in this particular location and in this particular neighborhood, and if I could send my children to this particular private school, then I would be happy. If I had this many zeros in my checking and savings account, then I would be happy. If I could cook, I would be happy. If I had a husband, then I could be happy. If I had children, I could be happy. If I could. So ladies, your joy, your peace cannot be tied and wrapped up in stuff. Because sister flesh can never be satisfied. Sister flesh will continue eating long after you're full. Because sister flesh is never satisfied. If you want new furniture and you can't afford to get it right now, don't complain about it and put that stress on yourself and your husband. Go to the Lowe's and pick you up some of that varnish. Put it on a little cloth and fill in those scratches and those little holes. Get you some wood glue and repair those chairs. Get you some English leather polish and polish up that furniture until God decides to bless you with more. And if you're not taking care of and being a good steward of what you already have, God is not going to send more your way. He's not going to bless a mess. If you don't take care of what you have already been blessed with, you're not going to get more. You may be standing in the way of getting more. But more and all is not going to guarantee happiness. You have to choose to be happy. Joy comes from God, knowing that He has all power and that's your Father. You know, sometimes I look back over my life and I remember those moments when I couldn't even really celebrate those triumphs because I was so fixated on more and all. And now my closets, I have so many clothes with tags on them and things that I have that sometimes when I open it, I can't even believe that God has blessed me that way because I am so undeserving of His goodness. So ladies, learn how to be thankful for what God has already done for you. If you can get up in the morning and get yourself ready, you may not like that job, but you don't need any help. You can get up on your own. Thank God for that. That should make you happy. But sometimes it takes us losing to realize how blessed we really are. Your parents may not have been able to give you the things that you may have felt entitled to, but be thankful that you do have living parents. And do your best to honor them. For those of you who may feel that your weight is a little too much, you know, I wish I looked better. I wish I could cut down my weight. I wish I could fit into some of those jeans that I could wear last year. Well, what's stopping you? Get away from Captain D's, Popeyes. Get away from loving that chicken. from Popeyes and bake it, honey. I'm just trying to encourage you and allow you to see that your happiness doesn't need to be wrapped up in things. Because you can have things today and they're gone tomorrow. There are women that I know that can't even embrace the giftedness and the fullness of God because they're too busy comparing themselves to other women. I have known women to not be able to hold a conversation with other women because they're too busy looking at their shiny toys. Look at her in that car. Look at her thinking she's all that because she's got that purse. Let me tell you something. If this sounds like you, I want to encourage you to go to the Lord in prayer so that he can transform your heart. Because if you're coveting somebody else and what they have, you will never find peace and be happy. I don't care what you're blessed with because you're too busy looking out the window at somebody else. There's always going to be a woman that's smarter than you. There's always going to be a woman that's more anointed. There's going to be a woman that has more, that has gifts and abilities. And as long as you try to compare yourself to somebody else, you will never find joy, peace, and happiness. God made you just the way that you are. And if you want to lose weight, work on losing weight. If you want more money, do what's necessary to improve your skills. If that job is not paying you enough, the God that I serve, if he can allow me to start, create, and maintain a business, he can do the same for you. I'm not this superior person. I am not this extremely intelligent and brilliant person when it comes to business. I've been trusting God all the way and he has been guiding me and he can do the same thing for everybody that's listening in on this podcast, including you, honey. Yes, you. So learn how to be happy with what God has given you and trusted you with and be a good steward of it. If God can trust you with a little, soon that little will turn into a lot. You know, when I first got married, I would look at houses and I'd say, "Ooh, that's a big old pretty house. I like that house." And when we would look for homes, I'd tell my husband, "Okay, that's fine. Let's get that house." And I liked it because it was big. But honey, I got in those big houses and they likely worked me to death. And now when we go looking at houses, the first thing I look for is the size. I want something small so that it doesn't cost much for those women to come and clean it up, honey. Learn how to be thankful with what you have. Find happiness in being content. Fix up your house. Straighten up your closet. You need new clothes? Start in your closet. When I started cleaning out my closet, I found all kinds of new clothes. And every month I have a jean challenge. You know, the smallest pair of jeans that I have is in a size 2. And so I was in a size 6 because I still have clothes from high school. I don't throw it away, honey, if it still has some wear in it. But anyway, I decided, I said, you know what? I want to get in my size 4 jeans. So I've been working every month so that I can get back into my size 4. Now, you may not want to get back in a size 4, but whatever size you want to get back into, get some motivation and you can do the same thing. Because, honey, these stretch pants and wearing these dresses all the time, and I'm not a big jeans person. I like denim skirts. But it just makes me feel good knowing that if I want to get back into my Liz Claiborne and Gloria Vanderbilt jeans, that I can get in them. So, ladies, let's hang in there and get inspired. Stop looking over at somebody else and learn how to be happy with what God has given you. I hope this podcast blesses you. I do the best I can with them, y'all. Have a great day and happy Sunday. I got to get out of here so I can get ready for church. Happy Mother's Day, honey.